This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling coalition wins 18 seats and opposition CPN-UML gets one seat in National Assembly elections held for 19 seats. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says all state bodies and stakeholders need to make decisions complying with spirit of constitution and federalism. Three people die of viral fever spread in remote Soru area in Mugu district. An UN stop court could issue emergency measures ordering Israel to halt its military operations in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Candidates from the ruling alliance won 18 out of the 19 seats in the National Assembly elections held yesterday. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, won only one seat in Kosi province in the elections. The Election Commission conducted the elections from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. yesterday. According to the Commission, the voter turnout remained 99%. The province assembly members and the chairpersons and vice chairpersons of the rural municipalities and the mayors and deputy mayors of the urban municipalities took part in the voting. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Powdell said 546 out of 549 voters cast their vote from all seven province assemblies. Similarly, from the local levels, 1,486 voters out of 1,497 voters cast their vote in the National Assembly elections. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that all the state bodies and stakeholders need to make decisions complying with the spirit of the Constitution and federalism. Prime Minister Dahal, during a discussion with the office bearers of the Society of Former Justices at Balwatar yesterday, called on the former justices to keep vigil on the compliance with the Constitution and laws. At the meeting with chairperson of the society, Top Bahadur Singh, and other former justices, Prime Minister Dahal highlighted the crucial role of former justices to promote constitutional compliance. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the former justices recommended the Prime Minister to play a role to consolidate the existing system and enhance compliance with the constitution and laws. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has said the upcoming session of the Federal Parliament will endorse all the bills related to the implementation of federalism. Addressing a program organized by the Centre for Initiative Governance Practices yesterday, Minister Sharma said government would prioritise the federalism-related bills, including the Federal Civil Service Bill, the Federalism Education Bill, and the Police Adjustment Bill for their endorsement. The minister said that the issues seen in the operation of province and local governments would be addressed along with the endorsement of the above-mentioned bills. Three people have died due to viral fever spread in the remote Soru area in the northwest of Mugu district. 72-year-old Hari Bahadur Sahi, 75-year-old Kriti Chatyal, and 24-year-old Kusum Dholi of the same village died due to seasonal viral fever in the Soru rural municipality. A team led by Dr. Kamal Dhungana of the District Health Office Mugu reached the disease-affected area yesterday to treat the patients and have started a study related to the disease. Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Felicity Voke, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powdell at Sital Niwas yesterday. According to the Office of the President, discussions were held on bilateral relations between Nepal and Australia and on matters of mutual interest and concern. President Powdell expressed the confidence that Australia's cooperation for the social and economic development of Nepal would continue in the coming days as well. The United Nations Under Secretary General and the High Representative for the Disarmament Affairs, Izumi Nakamitsu, called on Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemire, yesterday During the meeting, they held discussions on United Nations and Nepal's efforts towards disarmament, the action plan on control of small and light weapons, and the endorsement of the international treaty. On the occasion, Speaker Kimire lauded the global initiatives undertaken by the United Nations on disarmament affairs. Under-Secretary-General Nakamitsu expressed the confidence that Nepal's parliament would endorse the comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty and treaty on prohibition of nuclear weapons. High Court Patan has upheld the District Court Kathmandu's order to keep Rahul Mahara in custody for investigation. A division bench of judges, Anju Preti Thakal and Dipendra Adhikari, upheld the verdict of the Kathmandu Court, District Court, yesterday. Rahul Mahara, son of CPN Maoist leader Krishna Prasad Mahara, is in custody for the investigation on gold scam. The Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police had arrested Rahul on the charge of his involvement in the scam. The District Court Kathmandu had issued order to keep Rahul in custody, rejecting to release him on bail. Rahul had moved to the High Court against the decision of the District Court Kathmandu, but in vain. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The UN's top court could issue emergency measures ordering Israel to halt its military operations in Gaza. The session of the International Court of Justice, ICJ, on Friday is part of a case brought by South Africa alleging that Israel is committing genocide. Both countries testified when the case opened 2 weeks ago. Israel has vehemently rejected the allegation. A ruling against Israel is not enforceable by the court but would be politically significant. A Japanese man has been sentenced to death for an arson attack at a Kyoto animation studio in 2019, which killed 36 people and injured dozens more. The incident, one of Japan's deadliest in recent decades, killed mostly young artists and shocked the anime world. According to the BBC, 45-year-old Shinji Aoba pleaded guilty to the attack, but his lawyers had sought a lighter sentence on grounds of mental incompetence. However, judges rejected his pleading and ruled that Aoba knew what he was doing. Chief Judge Masuda said at Kyoto District Court that the defendant was not mentally insane or weak at the time of the crime. Japanese broadcaster NHK cited Judge Masuda as saying the death of 36 people was extremely serious and tragic. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Ruling coalition wins 18 seats and opposition CPN-UML gets one seat in National Assembly elections held for 19 seats. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says all state bodies and stakeholders need to make decisions complying with spirit of constitution and federalism. Three people die of viral fever spread in remote Soru area in Mugu. An UN top court could issue emergency measures ordering Israel to halt its military operations in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.